WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Russia pounded Ukraine's capital in a massive drone and missile attack overnight. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
The explosions could be felt in this central part of the city. You could see drones being intercepted in the sky.
At least a dozen deaths. Israel is again allowing a trickle of aid into war-torn Gaza, but the director of the UN World Food Program tells CBS's Face the Nation it's not enough and other nations need to act.
We can't be allowed to sit back and watch these people starve to death with no outside diplomatic influence to help us.
President Trump delivers the commencement address at West Point.
West Point cadets don't just have the brightest minds, you also have the bravest hearts and the noblest souls. You're amazing people.
Wearing a red Make America Great Again hat, the president congratulated the 1,002 graduating cadets on their accomplishments. He also told them he rebuilt the Army and the military. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. May is Lyme Awareness Month, and we now have the highest number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin history. Judith Ruiz Branch has what you should know.
There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick or the deer tick and the transmission of Lyme disease. Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially the younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases, most active in June and July.
The number of Lyme disease cases has tripled over the past 15 years, according to state data. Deer ticks have spread from northwestern Wisconsin to every county in the state over the past 30 years. PJ Leash from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the increasing prevalence of this species has led to an emerging health threat.
They are still spreading outwards. They seem to be moving into newer areas. In some cases, that can be more like suburban backyards, areas where we haven't seen them historically, and they're still potentially expanding, and we don't know when they are going to stop.
He says if you're bit by a tick in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's carrying Lyme disease. He emphasizes the risk of Lyme disease transmission increases with the duration of tick attachment, which is why prevention and detection are so important. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Brewers fall in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball for the second day in a row, the Brewers losing to the Pirates. The final yesterday, 2-1 in favor of Pittsburgh. Batters like Milwaukee's Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, making contact, but the Pirates making good defensive plays in the field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Didn't get the big hit again. Didn't get a hit in a big spot. Frelick hits the ball a ton. Terang puts a good swing on that ball. Frazier makes a great play. You know, we've got to do more than that to beat teams that are playing good. And the Pirates have played a little better here in the last 6 or 7 days.
The Brewers now 6.5 games behind the first place Cubs in the NL Central. Cubs losing to the Reds yesterday, 6-4 in Cincinnati. The Crew back home tomorrow, first pitch at 1:10 as they open a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Basketball for the 7th year in a row. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named first team All-NBA. That puts him in a class with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see sunshine, a few clouds around the area today with light north winds and highs near 70. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows dropping to the mid-40s. Memorial Day, highs again near 70 degrees. We'll see mostly sunny skies, showers Tuesday. It's 60 at our studios.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is 93.5 The Tap.
What a day. It's a Memorial Day weekend. As we said in the beginning, is it okay to say happy Memorial Day? Sure. And why not? I like to say have a contemplative Memorial Day. That's just me. I think those who have gone before would want us to have a good time. That's what it was all about. Well, I don't mean to sound preachy. I'm just saying... I'm not saying much, am I? Let's have Bill Clinton say something.
Together again in this magnificent amphitheater, in our national cemetery, to remember our fallen heroes. We honor as well all the proud veterans who would have made the same sacrifice if God had but called his heroes home in a different order. As you entered the grounds this morning, you saw every gravestone decorated with an American flag. Indeed, this day of remembrance was first known as Decoration Day, launched in 1868 by the Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, who designated this day for decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Some still mark this holiday in the same way. On Thursday before Memorial Day, this year and every year for more than 40 years now, the entire regiment of 1,200 soldiers of the 3rd U.S. Infantry has honored America's fallen heroes by placing American flags before every single one of the more than 260,000 gravestones here at Arlington. Then remaining on patrol 24 hours a day all weekend long to make sure each flag remains standing. All across our country in small towns and large cities, veterans groups represented here today perform the same sacred ritual. I want to recognize and thank the members of the Old Guard and the veterans all across America for their patriotism, devotion, and commitment to honoring the original meaning of Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Brass musicians, as musicians go, tend not to make it big. Oh, there's the occasional Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong, Wynton Marsalis. A few others have struck gold as band leaders, but for the most part, horn players are the least part of the music business. So, when 46-year-old trumpeter cornet player Woody English got his big offer, the gig of a brass man's lifetime, he jumped at it. Not that Woody had had it so bad. He was, after all, principal trumpet for a symphony orchestra in Virginia. He had also performed background solos for TV shows and movie soundtracks. Yet rarely had he stepped from the shadows to be recognized, if only for an evening, by name. Well, now comes this too-good-to-be-true engagement, the chance to be heard by more people than all of the people who have ever heard him before. And on learning of that fabulous opportunity, Woody reflected irresistibly on his boyhood, on his teenage aspirations at Michigan's prestigious Interlochen Arts Academy. He had yearned to make his mark, to achieve something unique in music. And this right now offer would amount to just that. For in addition to an overwhelming audience of 260,000, the live performance would be recorded by renowned music engineer Simon Britton, and that recording would be distributed as none other ever. So Woody English practiced accordingly. Long hours. He pushed his 46-year-old embouchure to its outer limits. And then he showed up at the appointed venue on the scheduled day to play. And he did play. His reception? Utterly apathetic. I mean, among the 250,000+ attending, not one applauded. Under the circumstances, you'd think Woody might not want his name on the recording. And you would be right. It was subsequently released anonymously, and it circulates thus to this day, and it will forever after, but Woody doesn't care. It's the honor, he says, of having participated in that recording session which made the effort and the anonymity worthwhile. Of course, you now know his name, and most likely you will never forget it. For you see, of America's surviving military veterans, nearly 2,000 each day die. And yet fewer than 500 buglers, fewer than 500 are available at any day, at any one time, to pay tribute at their funerals. So, engineer-inventor Simon Britton created an electronic device, a 45-watt digital amplifier that fits snugly into the bell of a real bugle, and which, at the touch of a button, plays taps. And so realistic is the sound that even standing nearby, one would swear the honor guardsman holding the instrument is really playing it. Of course, the inventor needed a recording of taps for his microchip, and so on Memorial Day 1999 at Arlington National Cemetery, in the silent company of 260,000 soldiers there interred, United States Army Band Master Sergeant Woodrow English performed the melody that would haunt the horns of honor guardsmen forever after. He might have become the most famous brass player in the world, whom nobody knows. Except that now you know. For you know the rest of the story.
Bing Crosby.
From taps till reveille, I dream the whole night through. Each night till I hear reveille, I dream, my dear, of you. I have your face before me the moment we're apart. Till I hear reveille, I dream of you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Nelson Riddle. Here's John Wayne.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, the bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. The sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Here's Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Hold it high and high up the sky.
down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
In 1917, many of our young men went to Europe not to travel, but to fight. The freedom of the world was being threatened. Woodrow Wilson said, "I would rather belong to a poor nation that was free than to a rich nation that had ceased to be in love with liberty." We honored our commitment to the cause of liberty by giving up our sons. Many of them fell in foreign battlefields next to the brave soldiers of other lands. A poem by John McCrae has come to symbolize more than any other the meaning of their sacrifice. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Thank you. answer that question.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Let us honor the memory of those who gave their last full measure of devotion by rededicating ourselves to what they died for a strong America, for the cause of freedom.
Walk on through the rain, though your
Josh Groban. Clint Eastwood.
I walk alone because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll say that I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashioned the night. I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory.
You linger in my dreams.
Winston Churchill said of those he knew in World War II, they seemed to be the only young men who could laugh and fight at the same time. A great general in that war called them our secret weapon, just the best darn kids in the world.
It's Lou Regani, the music of the stars, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning to all our stations. Next week, we welcome June. So many songs about June. I found only one about February. And maybe two that mention November. Something about June. Let's enjoy it. We deserve it, huh? Well, thank you for being here on The Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. All across the world, our website, you can pick us up worldwide at civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. The Music of the Stars. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. And until next week, then, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The director of the UN World Food Program says people are starving in war-torn Gaza, and that's not the only part of the world in peril.
Cindy McCain says the situation is dire at best.
We have 500,000 people inside of Gaza that are extremely food insecure and could be on the verge of famine if we don't help bring them back from that.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, McCain said as bad as conditions are for the Palestinians in Gaza, they're even worse for the people of Sudan.
Sudan is the largest humanitarian crisis on the planet right now, and we've got to pay attention to it.
McCain says millions in Sudan are facing near starvation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Despite a major prisoner of war swap, a ceasefire appears to be out of reach between Russia and Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
Today is the final day of a